Back to the U.S. now, where a change of a different kind is coming to our food industry. Starting this summer, you might see a new label on some foods at your grocery store, produced with genetic engineering. If you're wondering whether you missed an announcement from the FDA or maybe a bill passing Congress, nope, you didn't, because the change across the country is due to a law passed in one small state, Vermont. The World's Carolyn Beeler has our story.
A lot of hanging baskets, and we sell a lot of ornamentals.
I met anti-GMO activist Will Allen last week in a greenhouse on the organic farm he manages in central Vermont.
We do almost 100 vegetables every year, everything from artichokes to zucchini.
Allen wears a white beard and a Patagonia coat and reminds me of a svelte hippie Santa. He leads me by the farm stand he stocks with those veggies in the summer, past some chickens and onto a back farm field.
Our goal in this has been like to create a local production for local use organic farm that was like a destination, a valuable place to demonstrate how important a local farm was to the local community.
Allen doesn't like genetically modified crops, or GMOs, because they go against his vision of a local organic food system. One reason why is that many GMO crops are designed to be herbicide resistant. That lets farmers spray increasingly toxic and persistent chemicals on fields. And Allen worries they'll work their way into the soil and crops of farmers who don't use them. So he's worked along with the coalition of activists to get a law passed in Vermont that would require foods containing GMOs to be labeled.
We were able to get 2,500 letters, phone calls, and emails sent to each legislator in the House and Senate. And that kind of message was powerful.
The effort ultimately won over even skeptical Vermont legislators, like Senator Bobby Starr.
I never really did find anything wrong about GMOs. But then as time went on, people started asking, well, why shouldn't we have the right to know?
The law passed in 2014 and will go into effect this July. Now, that's all well and good for Vermont, but how did we get from there to here?
Campbell's Soup is the first major food company to start disclosing the presence of genetically modified ingredients.
Candy maker Mars joins a small group of U.S. food companies adding labels to products that contain GMOs.
General Mills says it will label all of its products in the U.S. that contain genetically modified ingredients.
As you heard, many big U.S. food companies now say they'll add a label to all of their GMO-containing products, all across the country. Here's how it happened. Food companies tried and failed to block the Vermont law, then a law that would override state-based GMO labeling stalled in D.C. Now, many food manufacturers say it's just too costly to label food destined for just one tiny state. So they'll label all GMO products nationwide. Those labels would be slapped on a huge variety of packaged foods because most of the corn and soy grown in the U.S. is genetically engineered. All right, so big deal. It's just a label, right? But here's the thing. GMO supporters fear the labels will cause consumers to shun the products, and they have good reason to worry.
There's very little on offer in terms of products containing GMOs in Europe.
That's Natalie Moll with the European Biotech Trade Association, Europa Bio. The European Union began requiring GMO labels roughly a decade ago, and Moll says that essentially shoved GMO products out of the market.
The labeling law has meant that a lot of food companies have decided to source non-GMs.
GMO supporters say the problem is that requiring labels gives GMO food a bad reputation without reason. The World Health Organization, the American Medical Association, and the American Association for the Advancement of Science all say there's no evidence genetically engineered foods are unsafe to eat. Some development experts go even further. They believe GMOs are vital to fighting global hunger and can even be good for the environment. Back in the U.S., the Grocery Manufacturers Association is suing Vermont to stop the law from taking effect, but for now, companies are hustling to comply by the July 1st deadline. Vermont's Attorney General William Sorrell says his office has been flooded with questions.
We sell bottled water. Do we have to label that? And do you have the necessary message in Spanish for us? And we're getting a lot of interesting questions.
The law is complicated. Still, Sorrell seems happy to enforce it.
I'm proud of the fact that Vermont, this small state, is leading the country.
States, he says, are the laboratories of democracy, even if it's not quite clear where this particular experiment will lead. For The World, Carolyn Beeler, Montpelier, Vermont.